So today is God Shares Sunday, everyone's favorite Sunday. We get to watch a movie and mass. And if you're mad, just remember this is my third time I've had to watch it. But I want to say just something quick. I wasn't going to say anything this week, but then something happened. And I just want to share it with you. There's a kid over in Children's House. His name is Jonah. And he's been fascinated with shark teeth. And I kept running into him, and he's like, "Father," he's like, "I'm getting a megalodon tooth in the mail." And I'm like, "Really? When?" He's like, "I think tomorrow." And then every day I'd show up, and he's like, I'm like, "Where is he?" He's like, I don't know, but the post office guy said tonight, maybe tonight. And it's just all week until we get to Friday. And then he's like, I got it, Father. And I'm like, "Can I see it?" He's like, "Yeah." And he opens his hand, and he has this tiny little shark tooth. And I'm like, "Jonah, that's not a megalodon tooth." And he's like, yeah, it is. It's a baby megalodon. And so I was sitting there and I'm like, I know somebody that actually has one of these. So I went and got it. And this is a megalodon tooth. And this is a small one. Okay, it's not small, it's about medium. The largest one they've ever found was 9 inches. Sold for $1 million. $1 million. This tooth has been bothering me ever since I got it. And I'll explain why. This shark, they think, was the size of this church. Like, not... that would be... like, from the stairs to the back entrance, to the wall. It's around 60 feet. Its mouth, 10 grown men could fit into the mouth of this shark. To give you an idea... really, I got this like show and tell Sunday, not God Share Sunday. This is a great white. It's unbelievable the size difference. The reason this has been bothering me though, this thing lived 10 million years ago. Oh, best part, you know where this tooth was found? The Badlands. Oh, what? Yes, there was an ocean over the Badlands. Millions of years ago, there were sharks swimming probably where St. Joseph's Church is right now. That's crazy to think about. But when I think about this 10 million year old tooth, and then I think of my little sip of life, it's nothing. In the scheme of eternity, this life is so minuscule, you guys. It's just nothing. Jesus says in the gospel today, he says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." And I'm like, "Lord, I do things apart from you." And he's like, "Yeah, you call that sin." And I'm like, "But I do things with you too." And he's like, "Yeah, and it's my grace in you." So I'm like, "Wow, so I guess without you, I can do nothing good. Nothing." But then he also says this, "Anyone who does not remain on the vine will be thrown out like a branch that withers." This is not on the vine. If you're on the vine, you live forever. You and I, connected to Jesus, the true vine. He says, "I'm the vine." He's the source of life. Then this doesn't happen to us. Because we live forever. But this tooth is a reminder of what's coming for everyone in this church. You know, I think I've told you this before, but there's this church in Rome called the Bone Church. And if you ever get a chance to go, it's a wild church. It's like four different chapels. And they're made out of the remains of 5,000 Capuchin monks' bones. So like the altar is all skulls. The chandeliers are all ribs. The wall decorations are vertebrae and femurs and toes. It's really weird. Catholics are weird sometimes. But at the last chapel, there's these three monks, and they're sitting like this, and they have their habits on. You can see their skulls and their fingers, their little bony fingers are sticking out. And it says on the ground, as you stare at them, there's a plaque, and it says in Latin, it says, "What you are, we once were. And what we are, you soon will become." It's just eerie, man. And then it says, memento mori, remember your death. Remember your death. I knew a priest one time that had a coffin, a pine box coffin in his office as a coffee table. And I said, why do you have that? He says, because it's a reminder that I'm going to die. And when you realize every day that you're going to die, you'll know how to live. Because you'll live for the one that gives eternal life. Jesus says, remain in me. Remain in me. Apart from him, in 10 million years, somebody's going to stand up here not holding a tooth. They're going to stand somewhere else. They're going to hold a skull or a tooth of a human. And they're going to say, this is from Mandan. And everybody's going to look in awe and they're going to say, what's Mandan? And they're going to say it was a city millions of years ago. Now it's underwater again. It's part of the ocean. This life is so short. Don't live it apart from the one who is life. And the one, the only one, who is able to give life. And now without further ado, I present to you the God Share Appeal video.